God's Month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. According to the Holy Quran, the aim of creation of human being is to worship God. The Almighty says in Ayah 56 of Surah Az-Zariyat in the Holy Quran, I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me. Moreover, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, prayer is the essence of worship. The statement of the Holy Prophet has its roots in the teachings of the Holy Quran. The Almighty also says in Ayah 60 of Surah Ghafir, call me, I will hear you. Then he considers prayer as worship and continues, indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter the hell in utter humility. Perhaps this is the reason why some scholars maintain that prayer and supplication is the best worship. The modern world is the world of speed, and it seems that time has been shortened incredibly. Once we review our past life, we realize how much of the life we have wasted and what forces we have spent in vain. The routine life has occupied all our time, and this monotony has dragged people towards depression and despair. Prayer and supplication opens up a new horizon in front of us to ponder on our fate and come out of negligence. The blessed month of Ramadan is the best period to compensate the moments and hours of negligence. As the Holy Prophet said, even our breaths have the reward of glorification of God. That is why the faithful reach a kind of calm and tranquility after 1 month of fasting and worship. God's very great favor is that he allows us to speak with him regardless of our sins. The Almighty has bestowed so many bounties on us that if all the jinn and humans unanimously want to count the bounties given to only one person, they will fail. If you remember, we started explaining Dua Iftitah, or supplication of opening, which is emphasized to be read in the nights of the blessed month of Ramadan. In the second part of this supplication, we tell God, O Allah, you allowed me to call you and appeal to ask you. Indeed, it is a very great bounty to utter Allah's name and to speak to him like two close friends. Then we continue, so hear my praise, O hearer, and answer my call, O merciful, and overlook my slip towards sin, O forgiver. As it was said earlier, speaking with the Almighty has manners like any other action. One of the manners here is to mention some of the bounties before praying and calling God. Among the great bounties which are often unheeded is the bounty of repelling and removing of mishaps. The Almighty either repels many calamities before occurrence or removes them after occurrence. Thus, in continuation, we say, O my God, how many sorrows that indeed you have erased and worries you have removed, and slips that you have overlooked, and mercy that you have spread, and a circle of calamity that you have opened. If man only thinks over what happens around him, he will understand that the Almighty removed so many mishaps through his mercy and favour. Just suppose that you need money to cure a patient who will die if not treated immediately. Or you have not access to a specialist to cure the patient. In both of these cases, you may feel that all ways have been closed to you, and you are on the verge of disappointment. Therefore, you realize that the only source that can solve your problem is God the Almighty, who owns all powers. In view of this, we had better reflect on the incidents that have happened to others but have not happened to us. If we leave home in the morning and come back in full health, it is quite because of God's will. As the Almighty has given us the eyes, He has repelled thousands of hazards from it so that we do not become blind. If the Almighty has granted us this body, He has prevented myriads of mishaps to keep our body healthy. Yet God's spiritual bounties are far more valuable. The intellect and faith are two bounties which cannot be thanked as they deserve. Many people move in the right path, but they are deviated and fall into the traps of the devil midway. So we should always plead God to keep us safe and on the right path.